We continue in our New Testament scripture reading this morning, continuing with the third chapter of the book of Romans. We'll be reading Romans 3, 21 to 31. If you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1197. Romans 3, 21 to 31, page 1197. I think one author put it well, Romans chapter 3 is really the key that unlocks the understanding of the narrative of salvation for the whole of Scripture. Well, if Romans 3 is the key, Romans 3, 21 to 31 are the teeth on that key that enable us to unlock the mysteries of salvation. Paul has concluded the first couple of chapters of Romans where he's making the sustained argument that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone has sinned, and so we have guilt. Everyone is corrupted, and so we are corrupt people. But now what? Paul turns to the great message of the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. He begins particularly in verse 21 talking about our justification, how through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, our guilt is taken away and we are restored to fellowship with God. Paul uses a particularly important term in verse 25, whom God put forth as a propitiation. Now, that's an old word, meaning propitiation is to turn away the wrath of someone. And so Jesus Christ was put forward to turn away the wrath of God towards us that we so justly deserve, so that God is now the just one and the justifier of him who has faith in Christ. And all of this leads us to the conclusion of Paul in 27 and following. Where is our boasting? It is completely excluded. We will boast in Christ and nothing else, because our salvation is freely given to us in Christ and freely received only by faith. And so with these thoughts in mind, let us read Romans 3, 21 to 31. But now the righteousness of God has been made manifest apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. Amen. May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy and inerrant word.